Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Michael.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today we're talking about America's generous builder.
Builder?
Yes, America's generous builder. We're talking about a famous person from American history. And, of course, this person was a builder. A builder is someone who builds things. But more important than that,This was a generous builder. A generous person will give away lots of things. So if you like to give presents or give money to people, if you're very kind with what you have, you're using it in a kind way to help other people, people might say you're very generous. And this man was very generous.
Right. 所以我们今天的主角是一个 American builder, 是创建建立美国人的其中一个人哦。而且他非常的 generous, 非常大方。
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's have a look at our story about America's generous builder.
Reading. America's generous builder. Andrew Carnegie, born in 1835 in Scotland,came to the U.S. when he was 13. Through a lifetime of hard work, he became known as one of America's builders. He not only built a business empire, but used his enormous fortune to improve the lives of others. He is remembered today as one of the greatest philanthropists in history. Soon after he arrived in the U.S., Carnegie got a job with the Pennsylvania Railroad Company. He worked his way up to a prominent position and then left to start his own business. His steel company revolutionized the metal processing industry. By controlling every step of production, he was able to maximize profit, which made him extremely wealthy. Then,In a surprising move, Carnegie sold his successful company to devote his time and money to helping others. By the time he died, 18 years after selling Carnegie Steel, he had put $350 million toward charity. He focused his generosity on bringing education and peace to the world.The man truly believed he had the power, and more importantly, the duty to help society.
Okay, so who is America's generous builder? It's Andrew Carnegie. That's right, Andrew Carnegie. Famous for Carnegie Hall in New York. Carnegie Hall is a very famous theater, which of course was built using his money. But he wasn't born in America. Our article says,born in 1835 in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Carnegie came to the U.S. when he was 13 years old. So he came to America when he was still a very young man, a boy, in fact.
Right. 所以其实我们今天的主角 Andrew Carnegie,他是在1835年出生于,不是美国,他出生于 Scotland.可他什么时候来的呢？什么时候来到美国？他是13岁的时候。不过在这个句子当中，其实从 born 到 Scotland 是一个非限定用法，也就是补充说明的关系子句，而其中的 who was 省略了。
Mm-hmm. We should mention, we're calling him Andrew Carnegie. You might hear people say his last name Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie, or Carnegie. They're both okay, but...Depending on who you talk to from America, they might say Carnegie for his last name. But of course, it's the same famous man. Let's continue. It says, through a lifetime of hard work, he became known as one of America's builders. That's right. He worked hard through his lifetime. Your lifetime is basically the period of your life when you are alive, from being a child to being an old person, from when you were born to when you die. For example...We could say there have been many big changes in Taiwan during Lee Teng-hui's lifetime, right? He's an old man, and when he was born, Japan was in charge, and then they left, and all of these big changes happened during his lifetime, the period he's been alive.
Right. 所以其实 Michael 非常了解我们台湾的历史，至少在李登辉的时代呢， through, during 李登辉's lifetime, 其实在字面上就有一辈子的时间的意思，没有错。某个人的 lifetime 就是他的一生， a lifetime 名词哦。Mm-hmm.
That's right. And he became known as one of America's builders. To become known as, that's what people think of you. That's what people know you for. You're famous for that. And America's builders, because in 1835, America had a few small cities, but mostly country and farmland. Well, Andrew Carnegie, along with some other big business, came along and changed all that. What did Andrew Carnegie do? It says he not only built a business empire, but used his enormous fortune to improve the lives of others. That's right.
Right.
He built a lot of big factories and railroads and all sorts of stuff. That's his business empire. So not only did he do that, of course he did that, but also used his enormous fortune to improve the lives of others. Fortune, of course, is money. He had an enormous fortune. That's a lot of money. And he used it to improve things, to make things better,for many, many other people.
所以我觉得啊，其实真正的重点并不是因为他建立了一个很大的 business empire 的生意的帝国，重点是啊，他利用这些钱呢来 improve the lives of others. 所以其实那个所谓的 Carnegie 就是我们熟知的卡内基，为什么到现在大家还是会提到他的名字，就是因为他曾经做过很重要的事情。不过在这个句子当中，我们看到一个对的连接词片语叫做 not only but also, 不止如何如何还怎样怎样，所以他不只是啊生意做得很大，他还用他相当多的金钱 enormous fortune to improve the lives of others.
Mm-hmm. And he is remembered today as one of the greatest philanthropists in history.
Philanthropist.
Very good. Very well done. Yes. A philanthropist is a person who uses their money to help lots of other people.
Mm.
I think these days Bill Gates is very well known for being a philanthropist, right?
Right.
He uses his money to buy computers for lots of poor people all around the world, for example. And people remember him as something. When they think of Andrew Carnegie, when they read about him in the books, in the history books,This is what they remember him as, a very kind man who used his money to help people, a philanthropist.
所以其实在历史当中呢，我们现在觉得卡内基啊，他已经不是什么生意人或者是企业家，我们会用这个身份来称呼他，这个身份就是一个慈善家，在英文特别注意发音 ,philanthropist, philanthropist.慈善家，为什么他慈善呢？因为他赚的钱都是用来回到刚刚那句话的 improve, 让什么什么更好，他是改善别人的生活，所以他现在的身份当然都大家记得他的身份 as, 后面加上的就是身份 be remembered as a philanthropist, 或者是在前两句话当中我们看到的 become known as, 后面这里的 as 呢也是加身份。
Okay, but of course he wasn't always rich. So let's find out about his early life. It says soon after he arrived in the U.S., Carnegie got a job with the Pennsylvania Railroad Company. So a young man, he was maybe 20 years old, he went out and he got a job on the railroad. Of course, that's to do with trains. Pennsylvania is one of the states in America, so he got a job with one of the local railroad companies. Well, he worked his way up to a prominent position, then left to start his own business. Ah, so he worked his way up to a prominent. Something prominent is important, okay? It's special in some way. So he was a boss, he was a manager, something like that.
CEO,
maybe not quite so high, but yeah, moving up in the company, learning things, right? Becoming a good leader in business. But then he left to start his own business. So he thought, I can do something too. I want to...Do my own thing.
Right. 所以其实啊，在13岁的时候，卡内基来到美国。那么他当时是在宾州的 Railroad Company， 他找到了一个工作。可是他一直很努力哦，而且这个官运还不错，扶摇直上。He worked his way up to a prominent position. 所谓的 position 就是职务。那后来的职务很高，在中文讲高就可以了。可是用来修饰 position， 我们现在看到的是。Prominent, prominent 本来有非凡卓越的意思，不过之后呢，他就离开而创立自己的公司 to start his own business.
Mm-hmm. What business did he start? It says his steel company. So he started a steel company. They make all the steel that people would use to make boats and buildings and trains and factories. Many things, of course, are made from steel because it's so strong. And he had a good steel company. It says it revolutionized the metal processing industry. If something revolutionizes something, it changes it in a big, big way. For example, we could say the silicon microchip, the little brain inside your computer, your iPhone, your television, all of that stuff. The silicon microchip revolutionized computers, right?
Right.
Before that, computers were as big as a building.
Mm.
But once they got the microchip in the 60s, they got smaller and smaller and smaller and more powerful. That's why an iPhone or a smartphone can fit in your hand. It's quite amazing. It changed everything about computers. It revolutionized that stuff.
Right. 所以呢，其实所谓的 microchip 当然就是所谓的微晶片。那微晶片的发明就让整个电脑的时代完全翻转过来了，完全不一样了。在英文当中，我们可以用 revolutionized， 因为其实 revolution 就有革命的意思，革命就是把之前的都推翻掉。那么如果一个单字的后面加上 ize， 就表示动词化什么什么化，所以将什么什么革命化叫做 revolutionize something.
Mm-hmm. How did he do it? Well, it says by controlling every step of production, he was able to maximize profit, which made him extremely wealthy. That's of course what big businesses do today. They control every step of production, so they save money everywhere. Why do they do that? Of course, to maximize profit. To maximize is to make something as big as you can. And when you're in business, profit is what you want to be big. Profit is the money you make after you pay for everything. So, for example, if you're trying to sell something and it costs you $100 to buy the bread and $100 to buy the tomatoes to make sandwiches, well, you've already spent $200. But if you get $300, your profit is $100. And of course, that's how you build a business. You make more profit.
Right. 所以这个 profit 是很重要的啊，因为开公司的人的目的可不是为了要做慈善事业。虽然卡内基后来是一个 philanthropist， 但是如果要回到生意的话呢，当然开公司主要就是为了利润赚钱，这个叫做 profit。可他是怎么样赚钱的呢？ By doing something。在英文当中看到 by doing something 指的就是一种方法，借由如何如何，所以他借由控制每一步骤的制程，他其实把整个 metal processing industry 在制程的这个工业呢，金属的制程工业整个革命化了。那么这样子一来才能够使什么什么最大化，使 profit 最大化。如果要把东西弄到最大尺寸上或者是金额上，这个动词叫做 maximize。而前面的 be able to do something 当然就是能够如何如何，不过这个能够如何如何呢，是我们今天的 shortcut for you. Let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
The science exam was pretty tough, Pat.
I know, but luckily, I was able to finish it on time.
You used an app from Apple to finish the test? That's cheating!
Not Apple, Able. If you're able to do something, that means you can do it.
Aha! Be able to means 能够. Now I'm able to understand you.
Splendid! And were you able to finish the test as well?
Not quite. I wasn't able to answer question 6. I can never remember how plants get energy from light.
I see. Well, I've got a really good diagram I can show you. Hopefully, that will be able to help you remember it.
Thanks for your help.
No problem. I'm happy to be able to help.
We also had an example sentence for profit. It says it's hard for restaurants to make a big profit. And we also saw that word extremely. Extremely is very much like very. For example, we could say Russia is extremely cold during the winter. It's very, very cold there. Extremely cold. All right, carrying on. Then it says, in a surprising move, Carnegie sold his successful company, just sold it away, to devote his time and money to helping others. He devoted his time and money to helping others. If you devote something to, that means you're giving it over. So he gave all his time after, all his money later on, to help other people.
所以在这里 devote 就很重要哦。devote 就有贡献的意思。把某人的钱或时间或者是 devote oneself to something。特别注意后面的 TO2 呢指的是给某人或给某一件事情 to something.
That's right. And by the time he died, 18 years after selling Carnegie Steel, he had put $350 million US toward charity.
百万千万亿，三亿五千万美元。That's a lot.
That's a lot of money in 18 years to give it all away.
To charity?
To charity, to building libraries and schools and theaters and parks and all sorts of stuff to help people in many different ways.
Wow.
Yeah, he focused his generosity on bringing education and peace to the world. That's what he wanted to do. This, of course, is a good sign of his generosity. When you're kind, when you help people, when you give away everything you have, that is called generosity. For example, we could say Ian showed his generosity by giving a lot of money to charity.
Right.
That's how people do it.
Right. 所以其实 generosity 就是指一个人的大方，或者是我们翻成慷慨。这就是我们为什么今天的文章呢的 title 会用到 generous。很大方慷慨的形容词。
So he's very generous, and the article finishes, the man truly believed he had the power and, more importantly, the duty to help society. So, of course, he had the power, he had a lot of money, but unlike some rich people, he thought, well, I have to give it away. After I die, I can't keep my money, so I might as well use it to help many people. And that's probably why today we still talk about this man,and respect him for his generosity.
Right.
Very impressive.
别走开哦，接下来是我们的 For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, Michael.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay, is this our chat question?
Yes.
Great, all right. What's the question?
Okay, if you could own any kind of company.
Any kind of company.
Any kind of
and
company.
I'm the owner, I'm the boss, like
right.
Andrew Carnegie, it's my company. Okay.
Right,
yes.
What would it be?
What kind of company would I want to own?
Well,
we learned that word profit. I would like to own a company that makes profit, that makes money.
Can you be more specific?
Because then my company will die.
What kind?
Well, some people would say if you want to be really successful, like Andrew Carnegie, you should sell something that everybody needs.
Like shoes?
Like steel.
Steel.
Because even shoes, to make the shoes, you need a factory. And the factory's made out of steel.
So you're selling like material?
Something like that. So maybe, paper is useful, but now everyone uses computers.
Plastic?
Plastic might be a good one, but I'm not interested in plastic. Maybe something to do with arts, like a movie company or a company that makes TV shows. That's kind of interesting, but that's kind of a hard business to be in. So many questions. I don't know. What about you guys? If you could own any kind of company... What kind of company would it be? What would you be most interested in? And what kind of company do you think would be most successful? So you could be like Andrew Carnegie.
Talk about it.
America's Generous Builder. Andrew Carnegie, born in 1835 in Scotland, came to the U.S. when he was 13. Through a lifetime of hard work,He became known as one of America's builders. He not only built a business empire, but used his enormous fortune to improve the lives of others. He is remembered today as one of the greatest philanthropists in history. Soon after he arrived in the U.S., Carnegie got a job with the Pennsylvania Railroad Company. He worked his way up to a prominent position,and then left to start his own business. His steel company, revolutionized the metal processing industry. By controlling every step of production, he was able to maximize profit, which made him extremely wealthy. Then, in a surprising move, Carnegie sold his successful company to devote his time and money to helping others. By the time he died, 18 years after selling Carnegie Steel, he had put $350 million toward charity. He focused his generosity on bringing education and peace to the world. The man truly believed he had the power, and more importantly, the duty to help society.
Vocabulary Review.
Lifetime. Mozart spent a lifetime practicing and playing different instruments. Revolutionize. The invention of the smartphone revolutionized how people use cell phones. Profit. Every company wants to make as much profit as possible. Extremely. My grandmother is extremely nice and does anything she can to help people in need. Devote. Jenny devotes many hours each week to help her little brother with his homework. Generosity. We all saw Terry's generosity when he gave half of his savings to charity.